And we hope to hear a few words from Vaish Prabhu upon his return to the devotees here, if you would kindly.
I suppose I should turn around. I'm not sure which way to turn here. Hope you don't mind, Prashant. That's better. Hare Krishna. Congratulations to everyone for performing Kartik Vrat. These kinds of vrats are mentioned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dridavrata namashyantascha mam bhakta nitya yukta upasate. This is what devotees do. They go on worshipping Krishna. And there's one vrat after another in devotional service, and that's because the devotees find great satisfaction in this. One time, the Lord, in the form of a tortoise, do you know what a tortoise is? What? Do you know what a tortoise is? It's a big turtle. Lives normally in dry places. It can swim in the water too, right? Well, Krishna comes as a tortoise. Did you know that? So now you can tell all your friends. The original tortoise is Krishna, Kurma. And he comes to get his back scratched, actually, because he gets an itchy back. So he's so big, he needs a mountain, the Mandara Mountain, to scratch his back. And the demigods and demons also want to participate in this because they have some motive. And that is, by churning the milk ocean, what comes out? A big pot of amrit. And if you drink that, then you'll never die. Actually, I heard Prabhupada say this morning that everyone's working hard in this world because they think I'll die if I don't work. It's true, actually. Everyone thinks, if I don't go to work today, I might die. I won't get food, I won't get electricity, and what will happen? I'll end up with the little sign on this side of the road, homeless or something, and I might die. He said, but if someone comes along and gives you a pill, and says, take this pill and guaranteed you'll never die, then you'll quit working. As soon as you take it, you go, I can never die, so I might as well quit working. Why should I work so hard if I'm not going to die, right? So everyone wants that pill. The demigods and the demons both wanted it. So they heard that you've got a pot of milk out of the ocean. So they all cooperated, and Vasuki, the gigantic serpent, became the rope to tie around the Mandara Hill. It's a long story how they got that mountain down there, but long and short of it is that Vishnu had to help because they all got crushed trying to kill them, carry the mountain to put it on the back of Kurma. So they churned and they churned in that ocean, and what came out first? What was the first thing that came out of the ocean of milk? Really bad poison, too. It was threatening the whole universe. So all the demigods and demons, everyone, went to Lord Shiva. And they said, Lord Shiva, you're the most exalted personality in this universe. Please save us. And Lord Shiva said something very profound at that time. He accepted the prayers of demigods and demons. Tapyante lokatapena. He said that the highest way to worship the Lord who is within everyone's heart is to take voluntary tapasya, voluntary suffering upon oneself for the benefit of others, to give others spiritual benefit, to give others elevation, one takes some trouble oneself. That's the highest way to worship Lord Vishnu who's in everyone's heart. That's what he said. And then what did Lord Shiva do with that ocean of poison that was threatening the universe? He drank it. That's why his throat turned blue. So he's known as Nilakant. So Lord Shiva drank the ocean, and then after that, many things came out of the ocean. Surabhi cow, who can deliver any kind of desire. Lakshmi Devi herself came out. And then, of course, she looked around to choose a husband, and there was no other husband to choose except for Vishnu. She couldn't see anyone else qualified because Vishnu is the best. And one after another, things came out of the milk ocean that fulfilled the desires of the demigods and the demons. Of course, we know that the demons tried to steal, and they did, the pot of nectar. They stole it away as soon as it came out. And then Vishnu took the form of Mohinamurti, the female form of the Lord. Now, Krishna is the most attractive, but when he takes a female form, he bewilders everyone. Even Lord Shiva became bewildered. And all the demons definitely became bewildered. She came over and said, oh, hi. And they said, what can we do for you? She said, let me hold that pot for you. And they said, sure, anything you want. Not knowing that she was going to give it back to the demigods. So around and around the churning went, and so many things came out. And similarly, when we do these ruts, we do over long periods of times, we're doing same thing over and over again, but same mantra maybe, same route we're taking, same japa beads. It's going around and around in a circle every morning, every day. And someone with mundane intelligence might think, oh, this is just going in a circle. But actually, what are you doing? You're churning. You're churning that ocean. And that's where all the good things come from. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jagnartha Kamano Nyatra, that if you want something out of this life that's worth anything, you must do yajna for Vishnu. So that's what all of you are doing. And that is what is the purpose of ISV. And in Govardhan, we went for 1 month to Govardhan Hill. And not every day, but every day that we possibly could, we went out and we walked around the Govardhan Hill. And that's a circle also. But by walking around that hill, up through your feet comes knowledge, wisdom, prosperity, everything good comes from Giriraj. And that's why millions and millions and millions of people go out to Govardhan. And it doesn't matter what the weather, they'll still walk around Govardhan Hill and experience great bliss. I could tell you that I've never, ever seen anyone doing the yajna at Govardhan, especially those who are doing Dandavat Parikram, who is angry, tired, irritable. Have you ever seen anybody angry, tired, or irritable on their way to work on the 101 freeway? Yeah? Have you ever felt angry, tired, or irritable on your way to work? Well, going around Govardhan Hill, there's no angry, tired, or irritable people, because when you do the yajna, naturally all good qualities come into the heart. So we are doing the yajna there, you're all doing the yajna here, and now we're doing an ongoing yajna here following the footsteps of Lord Shiva, who said to do good for others and take sacrifice upon one's head for others is the highest way to worship Lord Vishnu. So this month we're continuing our monthly Sankirtan festival of 25,000 books. An occasion for selfless service. And this has been ongoing here since the beginning of October. And now we're coming into the final month, December, where we're really going to pour on the steam. So we invite everyone to transfer all of the benefit you've taken from the Kartik Vrat into a continued vrat for expanding the Sankirtan movement by distributing books here at ISV over the next December. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Vaishprabhu.